Bank of England is making new moves to stop the hurt from Brexit. For Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. The Bank of England wants banks to get more of their money out into the world, citing a challenging outlook after Brexit. The central bank today says it's lowering capital buffer requirements for banks. The idea is if banks don't have to set as much money aside, it'll be easier for them to lend money to people and businesses, which will hopefully keep the economy moving. Let's look now at another aspect of the global fallout from Brexit. We talk often on the show about how your pension, your 401k can be tied up in what happens abroad. So we're watching developments as a multi-billion dollar UK real estate investment fund is making a very unusual move. BBC business reporter Rob Young is following this from London. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
So Standard Life Investments halted trading in its UK property fund after a lot of investors all wanted to sell. Explain what's in this fund and what's important about this move by Standard Life.
So this is one of the biggest property funds focused on retail investors. So somebody like you or I, if we could put some of our savings into this fund, and Standard Life uses this money to buy commercial real estate, shopping centres, office blocks, that kind of thing. And so as a retail investor, you would get part of the rental income. But since Britain's vote to leave the European Union just a week and a half ago, Standard Life say they have seen an awful lot of their investors trying to sell their stakes. And so that is why they have halted trading. They say that they have seen exceptional market circumstances. And so for the next month, investors in one of Britain's biggest real estate funds will not be able to take their money out.
Now, if we see more investors selling UK property, what kind of spillover effects could that have across the global economy?
There is already anecdotal evidence that the asking price that sellers are demanding for property has been cut. One expert has said today that because nobody knows what the state of the UK economy will be in 1, 2, 3 years' time, because nobody knows what Britain's trading relationship with the European Union will be, it is at the moment impossible to put a value on property. And so if the price of property does fall and fall substantially in the UK, that would ripple right throughout the UK economy, because in the weeks leading up to the vote, we had the British Treasury and the International Monetary Fund warning about a potential sharp drop in house prices if Britain voted to leave, which it indeed did.
OK, the BBC's Rob Young, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Fracking remains a controversial election issue in areas with big natural gas deposits. Opponents are seeking bans or at least limits at the local level. But drilling is largely regulated by the states. And if anything, state authority may be increasing. From our sustainability desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In the words of a federal judge, Congress historically vested the EPA with the job of overseeing fracking. That is, until a 2005 exemption, often known as the Halliburton loophole, favored by industry. Energy attorney Wayne D'Angelo is with the firm Kelly Dry.
The Energy Policy Act had included very specific language limiting the federal government's authority and ability to regulate hydraulic fracturing.
It's held up. Just last week, a court struck down federal rules on well construction and chemical disclosure. Now, state officials argue they're close to the action. Well, cities and towns are closer, but their local bans have been nullified lately by states, says law professor Hannah Weissman at Florida State. It's happened in Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio, Colorado.
So just as states are arguing against federal control, they're also preempting local control.
Critics say states are more industry-friendly, though Weissman says that's tricky to prove empirically. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Market turmoil and campaign rhetoric are both putting Wall Street back in the spotlight lately. In our latest round of polling with Edison Research, we asked whether people think Wall Street does more to hurt or help the lives of most Americans. 58% says it does more to hurt. The new poll also shows an intriguing overlap between people who don't trust Wall Street and those who worry a lot about retirement. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace looks into that connection.
Lyric Crowder said she worries about Wall Street and retirement.
I live in Georgia. I'm 18. I just graduated high school.
Makeup is her thing. She wants to start her own YouTube channel doing makeovers. But she has other plans, too.
I want makeup as a side job, but I really want to be a veterinarian, a wildlife veterinarian.
She says Wall Street, to her, is mostly just a place full of dudes in suits.
I still kind of don't know much about Wall Street, but I've seen the movie Wolf on Wall Street, so I guess I have some type of knowledge of it.
But she does have a succinct summary of her problem with Wall Street.
The good stuff doesn't really affect me, but the bad stuff could affect the entire nation.
At her age, Lyric's a target market for disliking Wall Street, the Bernie Sanders generation, if you will. People in every age group said Wall Street hurts people, but people ages 18 to 24 and 45 to 64 were more likely to say that. Christina Greer, a professor at Fordham, says people in that older age bracket might have formed those opinions because of the performance of their own savings.
For a particular group of people, they're thinking about their pensions. For another group of people, they're thinking about their 401ks. But both of them are inextricably linked to Wall Street.
During the past few decades, retirement plans shifted from traditional pensions with set payouts to 401ks, where you pay into a personal investment account with no guarantees. And then came the bad stuff.
The recession had a huge impact on retirement savings and on other forms of wealth.
Monique Morrissey is with the Economic Policy Institute. She recently published a report showing 401ks mostly benefit the highest earners. Most working-age Americans have little to no money saved to retire.
At the same time that people's 401k balances went south, their housing values also tanked.
And go figure, in our poll, the wealthier people were, the more likely they were to say Wall Street does, in fact, help people, possibly because they are the people it helps. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
Much more on that poll at marketplace.org. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Chris Olin. Our engineer this week is Daniel Ramirez. I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.